Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Boy, those are true statements, aren't they? There, small business. If you're gonna be a small business owner, what Joe Cocker just said, this ain't no place for losers or whiners or anything like that. If you're a small business owner, you heard there's no crying in baseball. Well, there's no whining in small business. And even when the chips are down, even when the arrows are red and pointing down, as the current Tatum LLC survey shows. Welcome back, folks. 17 Tell. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Sam Norwood is our guest, our good friend. By the way, my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and I encourage you to go there and check out all the things we have there. You can find the body of work that Sam Norwood has deposited with us over the last many years that he's been a member of our Brain Trust. Also, TatumLLC.com, right, Sam?
Yes, the TatumLLC.com is our website, and if you look at news there, you'll see the survey is posted there as well under news.
Yeah, so check it out. And, of course, Sam gives us – we're very grateful to Sam for allowing us to post the survey on our website as well. So I encourage you to go check it out. Sam, the arrows are red. Overall business conditions, the current 30 days and the next 60-day outlook, both red arrows pointing down. Is it that bad?
We're at a level now, Jim, where it is getting into a territory of zero growth. We wouldn't be surprised to see the current quarter's GDP being perhaps around 1% or maybe a little less. If this continues for another couple of months, then we could be looking at a zero growth third quarter. Things
are you
really
are you talking
down.
Are you talking about a potential double dip? Another recession?
The probability of a double dip is rising, but it's not rising now to a point of greater than 50%. It's just the possibility of it is increasing with the months that pass that we see this trend going down.
Do we exacerbate things by talking about it? I mean, how do we not report on these things? In my job, I have to report on these things. But it makes me feel uncomfortable doing it because I think I feel like I'm, just talking about it makes it a self-fulfilling prophecy. What do you think?
Well, I think there's a lot of truth to that. So the question is, do we call it a banana or a recession? and I remember some years ago, we just didn't want to use the word. It's responsible to talk about it. It would be irresponsible to talk about it in a way that exaggerates the actual situation. As business people, we want to be realistic.
Right.
We don't want to be scary or scared. We're not afraid of anything, but we do want to be realistic. So that's
One thing about your guys when your guys are reporting this, their conditions. I mean, they're looking at real business conditions on the ground, evidence, hard evidence in front of them. Another thing, the order backlog situation, this is where, what's the pipeline look like? Those are both red arrows.
Well, in looking back the last 30 days, to give you a feel for how this is shaping up, looking back for the last 30 days, only 24% of our respondents said things looked better on order backlogs compared to 38% a month ago. It's gone down from 38% a month ago to 24% now, indicate that their backlogs are getting better. At the same time, those who say that backlogs got worse rose to 15% from 13%. So order backlogs are the most tangible evidence of what to expect in the next short time for deliveries of services and products. And so it matters to us when we see order backlogs going down.
Well, talk about, of course, the next thing is capital expenditures. That's down for the current 30 days and neutral for the next 60 days. But I don't even know what that means. What is neutral for the next 60 days mean, Sam?
It means that there's no change from last month's outlook for a 60-day outlook for capital expenditure commitments.
It means now, it's not going to get worse.
It's not going to get worse, not going to get better, stay about the same. And there's a people, normally when we think about capital expenditures, we think about expansion. Well, that's a small part of the capital expenditure scene right now. What people are doing is spending, again, committing. A lot of businesses are accumulating some cash during this slow time, and that helps. They're putting that cash to work to ensure that they are doing what they need to do for productivity improvements and for replacements of worn-out equipment and for compliance to regulatory change. So those kind of expenditures are going on apace right now, and that's probably the least bad-looking area of our entire survey.
What about these glancing red arrows in employment? What does that mean?
Well, what's going on in employment is that there are now fewer layoffs than there had been, but there's also less new hiring than there has been. So we're at a stage where we're not firing people, we're not cutting back like we did sometime in the past. But neither are we hiring. We're actually hiring fewer people now than we had even a few months ago.
Nor are their plans. So,
exactly. The outlook for 60 days is the same as looking back 30 days.
Hold on to that thought, folks. We've got to take another quick break. When we come back, I'm going to get Sam to kind of wrap all this up in a bow for us and tell us what he thinks. And he's been doing this a long time. He'll have some good thoughts for us. Tintil, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.